Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A lawless storm hits Florida's county clerks and others over the issue of so-called same-sex marriage. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this issue. Matt, it is stunning the lawless level that has occurred not only with the judges, but with elected officials or appointed officials in the state of Florida over the issue of same-sex marriage. And that is, recently on January the 5th, in the evening, the first same-sex marriage, so-called, occurred in the state of Florida. And guess who did it? It was Florida Circuit State Court Judge Sarah Zabel, or Zabel. I argued before her last year down in Miami. And she was presiding over a case in which some individuals were claiming that they should have the right to marry. And that case is currently pending before her court. It's on appeal, but it's still before her court. It's currently on appeal. So what she did was she removed the stay on January 5, and then she presided, happily so, over the marriage of the people that were the litigants in the case over which she was presiding. That is absolutely unethical behavior of a judge. It absolutely shows the bias of this judge and the lawlessness to that extent that's occurring in the state of Florida.
Yeah, Matt, you know, Jeb Bush, former Florida governor, said in the context of all of this that, you know, the court has spoken and we must, quote, respect the rule of law. With all respect to Governor Bush, I think he missed the mark there. We're not talking about the rule of law here. We're talking about the rule of a judge. And that's all we've seen here is we've seen lawless judges overturning, discarding, ignoring, trampling over the rule of law. So if we're going to respect the rule of law, we need to respect the constitutional process, amendment process. A majority vote, the people of Florida spoke. The Florida Constitution was amended to simply maintain, to defend and protect the age-old definition of marriage as between a man and a woman from being redefined. That's it. That's all we're talking about here. So that is the rule of law. So if we're going to respect the rule of law, we need to respect the will of the people and the Florida Constitution, correct?
Well, let me pause a little bit to go and comment on Jeb Bush's comment that you raised. And he speaks about you need to respect the rule of law. But the question is, what is the rule of law? Is the rule of law anything that a judge pronounces, and therefore you have to respect it? Well, that's the opinion of some, but it's not the opinion of Thomas Jefferson. It's not the opinion of Abraham Lincoln or Andrew Jackson, former presidents of the United States. It's not their opinion. It's not the historic opinion. Maybe a modern view. Certainly wasn't the opinion of Martin Luther King Jr. as he writes the letter from the Birmingham jail. It wasn't the opinion of Sir Blackstone, William Blackstone, who was so influential not only in the commentaries on the laws of England for England, but also in the United States, because everyone read Blackstone in order to be a lawyer, at least up through the 1900s. So that particular view is not shared historically. It's not part of the Western legal tradition. What is the rule of law is the real question. Is it anything that judge pronounces? If that's what Jeb Bush thinks, and therefore you have to respect it, then Jeb Bush would have supported Buck versus Bell.
Or Dred Scott.
Dred Scott says blacks weren't entitled to full citizenship because they're, quote, inferior human beings. Jeb, do you support that as the rule of law? It's a United States Supreme Court decision, Mr. Bush. Jeb, do you support Buck versus Bell, where Oliver Wendell Holmes said, Carrie Buck, yeah, Virginia can forcibly sterilize you because, quote, three generations of imbeciles are enough? And Jeb, do you support internment camps for people who are of Asian descent because they're suspected simply because of their ethnicity, because that they were born Asian, and therefore you can put them in an internment camp without due process of law? Is that the rule of law, Mr. Bush? If it is, then you're in that camp, And I don't think anybody today would support Dred Scott, the Korematsu case, or Buck versus Bell. So just because some judge, like Zabel, pontificates about what the Constitution allegedly says, doesn't make it the rule of law. And I think it's even more problematic when the judge actually presides and gives the benefit to a litigant over which they're actually making the decision on the case. I mean, that's impeachable, Matt. This is a judge who actually crossed the line and wandered into the realm, I believe, that is clearly an impeachable offense.
Yeah, the case is still ongoing. And so since she steps down from the bench and so-called marries the litigants, that shows...
And the case is still on appeal.
Yeah.
She could get reversed on appeal.
She should get reversed for that reason alone, if no other. It's absolutely mind-boggling, but that's the age we've entered, Matt, isn't it? We have entered an age of lawlessness, and none other than President Obama and Eric Holder have modeled that lawlessness for these judges, for these radical activist judges. And this is this is the age of the emerging awareness doctrine, as they like to call it, which basically means that the Constitution is nothing. Put your finger to the wind, and as times change, we can bend and mold and really trample over the Constitution as we see fit. That's the emerging awareness of our common modern times. It's nonsensical, but that's the age of lawlessness that we're living in.
Well, what's on trial is not marriage any more than what's on trial is the laws of gravity. What's on trial is the legitimacy or illegitimacy thereof of the judiciary. The judiciary is making a mockery out of itself by issuing these ridiculous decisions and engaging in lawless behavior. And the only power that judges or the judiciary in general has is in the confidence of the people and the cooperation of the other branches of government. If the people lose confidence in the judges that they are making fair decisions that are impartial, if they lose confidence that they're just set up, that they just reach whatever end goal they want to, irrespective of the laws that they're taking an oath to interpret, then they lose their power. And frankly, if another branch, particularly the executive branch, does not respect the judicial branch, then it's just not worth the paper that it's written on. You can write all the opinions you want to, but go out and enforce it. I think what's on trial, and I think this will be shown long term, is the judiciary. Is the judiciary going to overstep, which I think they have, and are the people going to respond? Well, you know what? The same-sex marriage is not going to be navigable. It's going to force people to respond. You're either going to accept it and promote it, or you're going to run head-on into the collision. And I think that's where we're going, and I think the people are going to wake up and ultimately respond. And I think it may be a turning point, not only for this country, but also for the role of the judicial branch, which has gotten way beyond its intended function anyway.
Well, that's right. And former Justice Sandra Day O'Connor addressed this notion, and I'll paraphrase here, but she basically said that the Supreme Court and the credibility of the United States Supreme Court and the entire judiciary, for that matter, that they only have as much power that is commensurate with the confidence that the American people have in those courts. And once they start engaging in lawlessness and clearly biased, the Lady Justice is supposed to be, blindfolded. And once they remove that blindfold and start just blatantly engaging in bias, then the confidence of the people is gone.
Well, call Liberty Counsel at 800-671-1776. You can get a number of resources by going to our website at lc.org and join with us as we continue to advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and the family. Join with Liberty Counsel as we continue to advance these causes. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. Instead of getting discouraged by what's happening, I would encourage you to be encouraged, but join with us, because by ourselves we'll hang, as the founder said, but working together we can make a difference. We need to work together and not get discouraged at what's happening in our country. This could be the greatest moment in our American history. It's either we're going to hit a wall or we're going to hit revival or renewal in this country. And I believe with God, all things are possible. He birthed us for this moment in time, and there have been much worse times in Judeo-Christian history, and God has turned the tables. This may be one of them, but the point is, he's looking for people of faith who are willing to repent, pray, seek his face, and to get down on their knees and to then stand up and do something for him. This is our generation. This is our moment. Visit lc.org for more information. That's lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.